So I want to do a new bit, or what do you call it? Segment? Segment. A bit is, that's a one-trick pun. I guess segment would be, and it'll go on because I am one of the world's greatest economists, if not the world's greatest economist, but that's not a high hurdle to beat. You just tell the truth. Like, oh, here, you want to be the world's greatest economist? Modern monetary theory is bullshit. Whoa, hang on now. But on a more serious note, there's a trend. I know everyone focuses on taxes and spending and the welfare state, and those things are all true, and money printer go burr, monetary policy and all that. But what we're now looking at is is the foundation of all economies and all productions, and that is humans. And we could talk about human labor, but there's regular physical labor, but there's also intellectual labor, intellectual capital. And that's what really drives the economy and drives society, is working smarter, not harder. And what I'm more worried about now than mere fiscal policy and taxation rates and things like that is the level of competency in the average human being, particularly Westerners. I haven't studied labor in Eastern cultures or the former Soviet bloc or anything like that. But here in the United States, y'all kind of wonder why there are things missing in the aisles at Walmart. Y'all kind of like, oh, you're building a house and you'd like to have, I don't know, a dishwasher. Actually, I'd be okay without a dishwasher. But sinks, there was one. I was missing it. Well, we don't have sinks in. Why don't you have sinks? They're not in store. How are sinks not in store? Well, it could be the great and merciful Corona Chan. But let's not fool ourselves. It's also that people are getting dumber, lazier, and more and more incompetent. And so, as instead of me trying to explain this deep, dark theory, I'm just going to do the economic efficiency loss of the day. And as I go, and I'm going to point it out because it's happening. This didn't happen in the 80s. This didn't happen in the 90s. This is pretty recent. It's gradually happening. And you're like, is that mosquito in the room? And now it's like a full-blown waterfall, full-blown rapid of stupidity and incompetence coming. Because you can see it now. You're all suffering it. And I'm just going to point it out. And then what you need to do is take the anecdotes that are the economic efficiency loss of the day and think, oh my God, what if they're in charge of the nuclear power grid? Oh my God, what if these people ended up going and they become air traffic controllers? So this is small, but let me give you an example. So I go to Kowalski's. It's over in the Woodbury, which is where all the fancy people live on the east side. And the reason I go to the Kowalski's in the Woodbury is because that's their flagship product. Kowalski's, if you didn't know, is it's a luxury grocer. And I don't actually get groceries there because they're too expensive, but man, do they have a hot bar. And I don't know if Minneapolis and Minnesota, the ones originally started, but there's Lunds, there's Byerly's, and now we got, and there's Kowalski's. Maybe you guys got them in your town too. I haven't seen it in other places. But man, luxury grocers, then you're living in lifestyle. So I go there because the food is good. I can get no carb food. It's hot bar. It's cooked. It's prepared. Everything like that. Now, the GF says, "Can you get me some chili?" I said, "I will get you some chili." I go, I get the cup, cardboard cup. There's the ladle. I get the ladle. I put the chili in the thing. Can I get it full? Now I get the lid that goes on the cup. And I'm trying to get the lid on the cup, and the lid won't go on the cup. "You're not doing it right. Shut up. I know how to put a lid on a cup." This is where you have to have faith in yourself. I look, I'm like, maybe this cup is defective, this one cup. So I go and I look at the cup and it's organic. This is 100% recyclable. I'm like, oh, the manager at this Kowalski's thought they'd be just so virtue signaling positive. Like, look, we're recycling. So I take that cup. I grab a non-recycling cup because I know this is going to work. And I pour the chili in there. I take the lid. Still won't go on. Won't secure. Which is hard because when you throw it in, the car's jumping up and you don't want it spilling and pouring. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's the lid. So I grab another lid. I push it down. Doesn't snap yet. So then I try a third lid. I empty out a little bit of the chili. Maybe this is, it's too high, it's too full. And I think I get it secured. I'm pretty sure I got it. Okay, I think that snapped. Carry it to Kowalski, the checkout. And the lady, the checkout lady grabs it because they don't have self-checkout, which would make it a wonderful place. Opens up, spills all over the checkout desk or the conveyor belt thing. And at this time, I've had it. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. No. I said, it's not your fault. It's your manager's fault or whoever decided to buy these worthless piece of shit containers because they saved half a cent per container or lid. And I'm like, you know what? Not to sound like a Karen, but get your manager out here. And then I thought about it again. And I'm like, you know what? This isn't worth my time or the manager's time. Because the manager probably, we saved a nickel per 10,000 gross on lid containers that don't work. Because I looked at what happened, and here's what happened. That chili, not all of it, but enough of it, went across the conveyor belt. Now not all of you, now I know you big time corporate managers, not all of you went to the Carlson School of Management like I did. So I know this is pretty advanced business shit. But I made the observation, like, this artery, you know, the checkout lane, which is a choke point for pretty much every grocery store, this is shut down. This one is shut down until they clean this mess up. And I also thought about, like, well, chili ain't, it's not like you spilled the water or nothing. This is chili. You're going to have to, like, scrape it up, and you're going to have to wipe it down. You're going to have to clear the the scanning thing so it doesn't reflect upon chili remnants, like the laser scanner. And I'm thinking, like, what if it got inside the conveyor belt? And I think some of it kind of did. What if this thing is shut down for at least an hour? Now they got to call someone in at least to clean it, maybe fix it and repair it. But you see, I would normally try, you know, it's the saying, you'll trip over a dollar to pick up a dime. And instead of dropping the money, because no more than 2 months ago, the soup lids worked, right? But I'm sure someone got a bid somewhere to save a whopping dime per week on these containers and the lids. Don't bother trying to, hey, it ain't broke. Let's fix it. We could save a nickel per month doing it that way. But did they really save a nickel per month? Because I'm not kidding, that's at least $100 of labor to clean that crap up and to probably fix it and clean it, and lost revenue. Lost revenue. And whatever pathetic microscopic amount of profit was saved has been completely eliminated by what? Incompetency. Now, I don't know if it's the manager of Kowalski's that does this. I don't know if it's the higher-ups or there's a region. I don't know who. But somebody who's paid a lot of money probably has his MBA from the Carlson School of Management. You see, now I did an analysis, and here's a flow chart, and I did a Gantt chart, and oh my goodness, and we did the Boston Consulting Matrix thing, and oh, look, if we saved a nickel, ooh. Probably had a meeting about this involving other high-paid, overly-paid MBAs to say, gee, Jim, do you think we should get new lids for the ones that just work perfectly fine? Let's sit here and talk about it for 3 hours apiece, wasting cumulatively 21 hours and $50 an hour, no, $75 because of healthcare expenses, and let's cost the company $10,000. And it has nothing, I know I pick on MBAs because they're morons and they should be picked on, but it's the incompetence. Some idiot, some moron, some decayed American, not some 1946 American, came off the World War II, who was a supply chain guy and make sure that the Normandy invasion went, not someone who knows what they're doing. No, some MBA laden moron, we gotta change the soup labels or lids. And what ended up happening is a lower standard of living. There was an economic efficiency loss A big one. At least just my little incident there. I guarantee you, whatever savings they might have had with that lid, my one incident, Lord knows however many other people can't get the damn soup lid on. My one incident probably set them back 20 years of profit savings on the lids. Because a truly inferior mind says, hey, we gotta change the cartons and the lids. Kind of the same thing with the movie theaters. I'll just give you another example. Like, you got think how dumb you have to be. Think how like, dude, we really don't need you. We don't need you to be a leader with innovative thoughts. Think outside the box. Remember assigned seating at movie theaters? You remember movie theaters? That's the same idiot. That guy or that gal is the moron who says, say, change for change's sake. We need, but I could save money on lids. And now you're costing at least thousands of dollars. And so you gotta, so this is the economic efficiency loss of the day. Okay? Just think about that. Lids, plastic lids, cardboard soup containers has cost tens of thousands of dollars of losses, probably spread across the entire operating, grocery industry. And then imagine, that's just lids. There are literally millions of other little bits and pieces of working parts in the entire U.S. economy. And if we all keep decaying like this, where lids cost, like, let's say at least 100 to 1 for savings to cost ratio, or cost to savings, it costs, you made $1, it cost you 100. And you keep effing around with this. It keeps going. The economy's going to slow down. Standards of living are going to drop. I don't care what the GDP figures say. Oh, I just had to sell more soup. Look, we sold more soup. Meanwhile, the lid manufacturer, dang, we're making a lot of money selling lids. We got to sell more lids that don't work. All right, there you go. We'll see you guys later. Oh, check out Asshole Consulting coming back, opening on the 29th. Get my book, Bachelor Pad Economics, if you enjoy economics and these insightful little things. And then meanwhile, you know what? You want to see a big economic cost, economic efficiency loss. Get my book, Behind the Housing Crash. That's my first one I wrote. And I was predicting, oh, you're not that good of an economist. Oh, I'm not? Could have fooled me. We'll see you guys later, Toodles.